Actually, here's a story. We'll see if it's interesting. But basically, when I want to go buy my car, obviously it's notorious car dealerships and all that stuff. So you have in mind that like you're gonna be getting sold, or something's gonna be going down, And I wanted to buy a used car, so I went and I bought like this Honda, and I went to a Honda dealership, and I knew that I wanted to buy a Honda because my car had been breaking down for like a couple of years, and I was just sick of it. It was an American car. It was a good car, but I was like, dude, every time it break down, I'm just getting a Honda. Like, I can't deal with this. And it would be fixed, and it would run great. I'm like, oh, my car is so great. And then it would break down. I'm like, I'm getting a Honda, and I would fix it, and then I'd be like, oh, okay, it's fine.
Was this a Pontiac?
It was a
I
Pontiac, yeah.
remember that.
And so finally, it broke down, and I'm like, all right. Okay, I fixed it, and then it was like I spent like thousands of dollars on it. Maybe like $1,500 to $2,000 on it. I'm like, oh, okay, fine, and it. Once a car gets past a certain age, everything just starts going, and not necessarily because it's poor workmanship, but it's like after 100,000 miles, the struts go, and after 50,000 miles, this goes, and after 75, this goes, whatever,
What are the struts exactly on a car?
Struts are. This is car talk now, right? This is car talk. Those guys are annoying, dude. They laugh so crazy.
Think they're friendly people.
Yeah, I think it's over the top. Like, I mean, it's straight, like they're like one like lap short.
Oh, oh, oh,
The only thing they need is a gong and like to be complete, dun, 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 dun. That's what that show is, anyway.
Anyhow.
So I think that they're this. It's like this thing. I think they're kind of the same thing as shock absorbers.
Okay.
Like that kind of strut shock absorber, like. Piston
So it's just a kind
mechanism.
of strut, like struts on an airplane.
What a strut an airplane.
They're like things that hold the landing gear, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, I
I
guess,
don't know. I might be wrong about that.
I
I
think
don't
it's
know.
kind of like the things, like there's the axles that goes kind of like through the wheels, like wheel to wheel, and then I think the struts kind of come from the top, and they
Okay.
kind of like keep it going up and down.
Shock absorber.
Shock absorbers, yeah, like that.
This is not car talk.
This is
We,
not.
ladies and gentlemen, this is not car talk. We don't know what
So,
we were talking
call in with your car questions.
Let's, should we check our email for any car questions?
Next week, I'm sure we'll have three. But yeah, so like anyway, I replaced these things, and I mean the labor and whatever. It like it was like a th it was at least $1,000, maybe $2,000, and I was like, okay, fine, whatever, It replaced. It got replaced, and things are fine. Okay, whatever. Oh, on top of that, the fuel pump broke. So that means I don't know what happens, but like the fuel, obviously it's get pumped from the tank, and it wasn't doing properly, and then something shorted, and whatever. So they replaced that. And
My acceleratron defibrillated.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Continue.
I'm sorry. Anyway, long story short, spent thousands of dollars on it. I'm like, but fine. Okay, fine. It works. And then, like, literally 3 days later, the battery dies. And I'm like, what? What? So I go back, and they're like, oh, your alternator's gone. I'm like, okay, I don't care. I don't even care anymore. I'm not buying. No, I'm not paying any more on this car. And the thing is, the shame is, like, the alternator's probably $250. Like, maybe. But it's like a sunken cost. So I was like, no, I'm done with this. I'm not paying any more money. So I just, like, I'm getting rid of this car.
So what'd you how'd you get rid of it?
I just donated it to some,
Okay, so
charity or whatever.
you get a big tax write-off for that, right?
Yeah, I mean, big, I guess. It was a couple thousand dollars.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's big enough.
I'm still unemployed. How y'all doing out there?
So, long story short, I mean, not like it's really short at this point, but I rented a car to like drive around because I didn't have a car anymore, and I went to like different dealerships or whatever. Actually, I didn't even get to a chance to go to a different dealership. I went to the first dealership. The guy sold me a car.
That's some good bargaining
Yeah,
skill.
I know. I'm like I was rock strong with my like determination and will. But anyway, so what I did is I went to this dealership and I made the point of like wearing kind of like shabby clothing. I don't know. Did you ever see this?
You want to be a tire kicker?
Well, yeah, kind of. Did you ever see this episode of The Cosby Show?
No.
There was an episode of The Cosby Show where, like, well, you remember The Cosby Show?
Yeah.
Dr. Huxtable, doctor.
Yeah.
His wife's a lawyer.
Yeah.
So it's like they don't need to be bargaining for a car. They just, like, could pay whatever they wanted to. But it's like
Right.
nobody wants to pay that as much as they want to, right? So I go in and I'm an engineer. So it's like, I don't want to be, So I wear, like, kind of shabby clothing. And then I'm like, oh, like, I'm a student. I just moved into the area. Like, I don't really know where I'm going. You know, like, I'm lost. Like, I was trying to give him this kind of, like, lost, kind of poor, like, vibe to me, you know? And he's like, oh, like, you know, what are you looking for? I'm like, oh, I'm looking for something kind of cheap, you know, like a Civic, you know, whatever. What do you have? It's kind of like, oh, that's kind of expensive over here. I don't know how much I can afford over there. And I'm like, so I was like, how much is this one? He's like, oh, it's like $15,000. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. Is that, I'm like, you know, is that price adjustable? He's like, yeah, we can talk about it. I mean, let's go inside. I'm like, whoa, no, because once you go inside, I'm pretty sure it's over. And in fact, it was. So he got me to go inside. And I was like, no, you have to, like, lower the price. So I eventually knocked off, like, $1,600, which is, I'm probably sure it's nothing at all, you know, in retrospect. But I got him to knock off some money off the thing. So I think I got it for $13,000 or something like that.
All right, that's not bad. Was it used or new?
It was used. All it right. was used. And it only had, like, 30,000 miles on it or something like that. So it wasn't too bad. But, like, it was funny because then it got to the point where I had to fill out the loan paperwork and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you know, how much do you make? Like, who's gonna co-write this or co-sponsor your loan or whatever?
That's when you should just be like, I'll just buy it. Here, I'll write you a check. $13,000.
And they're like, oh, you know, like, do you have a check? I didn't even bring a checkbook. I was like, just brought my credit card or whatever. So like, well, and we also need somebody to, like, you know, be a reference or whatever. So when it came down to it, I had to put how much money I make, and it was very embarrassing. I mean, I don't know if he totally.
Well, because you had lied to the man.
I had lied to him.
That's
yes.
not nice. Don't lie, people. It's bad.
But what about?
You're a very bad man.
But what about in the context of, like, salesmanship?
Well, then they shouldn't lie to you either.
But they will.
Ah, well. So you're saying that you're justified in a preemptive lie, much like a preemptive strike.
It has to be. It's the only way.
You're assuming that salesman has weapons of mass deception.
They do. They do. I've seen them. They have proof. I mean, like, everybody goes
through. But what if you lie preemptively and buy the car and it turns out they don't have weapons of mass deception?
Then I just save myself $1,300.
But at the expense of the salesman's family.
No, because he got. I think it's just a straight-up commission, you know? Not only that, okay, then later this woman tries to, so after you, like, deal with the salesman, some other woman in the back office tries to sell you some more stuff, like, oh, you need to coat your car in this special coat, you need to put a car alarm on it, blah, 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 blah. It's like, nope. And she keeps, like, giving it to you, like, keep, like, oh, what about this, what about that? So finally, I'm like, no, I don't want this, you know? And she's like, all right, look, here's the deal. I have to sell so many of these a day, you know, like, I'll cut it off for you, you know, I'll cut off the price for you a little bit, which is a total lie. I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, but I was also I had also been worn down at that point. So, like, you know, I gave in, but so I think the initial price was, like, maybe let's call it $400, and I got it for $150, whatever it was. I think it was, like, the doorless entries, which I kind of wanted anyway. And that's part of the problem. I wanted it. You know, I did actually want it, but I mean, and it's like, if I had said no, I could have just gone to Circuit City or some other place to have them install it later.
Right.
But it's like, it's already there. We're here. Let's just do this, you know, whatever. But, you know, but you have to play this game in order to get them to come down on the price.
Right.
Which
right.
is the problem. Which is the problem, right? So, like, I basically went in, tried to be all shabby, lied to him, told him I was a student, told him I didn't make very much. I just started my job.
Dirty liar.
When in fact, I'd been working there for, like, 6 years, you know, and I was making, you know, enough money to pay for this car. Let's put it that way. You know, I was making tens and thousands and hundreds and thousands of dollars, you know, just like.
Wow.
I could have paid for it yesterday. No big deal. Here you go. But here's my pocket. Oh, whatever. You know how it is.
Still unemployed over here.
No, it's not like that. But yeah, it was, you know, you have to put up this front. You have to kind of, like, put up this front and say, hey, look, I don't want to pay this much.
I don't know. I feel like if you know what you want and you know how much you're willing to pay for it from the beginning, you don't need to do that.
But, you know,
because then you can be like, well, no, you're asking more than what I want to pay for it, so no.
But there's this little game. Walk away. But I think there's this little
that's
game.
Where you have to win the game by not playing the game.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You don't play that game.
Scott, don't play that.
Exactly.
Have you ever, like, has that worked for you?
In bargaining situations? Yeah, but I've never bargained for anything that big. It's usually, like, when I'm talking about, like, living in South America, it's like, right, you know, right. A shirt.
Yeah.
A hat. You know, it's like, oh, yeah, I want that hat. It's worth, maybe, you know, it's worth 10,000 guaraníes to me.
Right.
That's 10,000.
Well, you're a 10,000-aire.
I know. I was so rich. That's like almost $2. And so, you know, they would be like, well, that's 20,000. And I'd be like, no, I'll give you 10. And they'd be like, 15. I'd be like, I'll give you 10. 14. I'll give you 10. And in the meantime, maybe, you know, or maybe I would say originally I'll give you 8 or something right. like that. And then I'd be willing to go up to 10.
Ah, but see, you were lying because originally it was worth 10 to you.
Well, no, I say, yes, but say I said 8 or whatever originally. I'm rewinding the story a bit.
I think it's a little unfair.
I'll give you 8. 20. I'll give you 8. 14. I'll give you 10. Okay, deal.
Yeah, but see, you have to start. But the thing is, like, I think
you got to know what you want to pay, and you got to know if you really want the thing.
Right, but I mean, you if originally you said I will only pay 8.
Right. Well, no. You say I'll give you 8. It's an offer.
Right, but
it's
why?
Not a lie.
But what did? What was it that you were only going to pay 10?
Right. So,
but
yeah.
You started at 8.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Try and get lower than
you. Because you were lying. You
that's
said
not
I will
a lie.
Pay. You said I will pay 8.
That's an offer.
You said
there's
I
a difference
will. No.
It's still true. Listen, if you pay 10, you will still pay 8. That's not an untruth.
So you're just saying, when you bargain, so that you're right with yourself and with society, make sure that you carefully word it such that you are not lying.
I'm not saying you have to carefully word it. I'm saying any offer is not a lie.
It is, because you say, oh, I only want to pay.
No. It's saying I will pay.
I will only pay.
Well, then you should only pay 8. I mean, that's, you know, then that.
But what if, like, being strongly worded gets you more in return in the bargaining process?
Great.
Dude, whatever, dude.
Ah, man.
Boom!
Moving on.